The question is exactly what is meant by velo sicha name. So Rashi there in Parshas Chana, the third source, Parak Zayin Pasuk Beis Dorm, says lo sicha name. Says Rashi, two interpretations. Lo sita and loham chain. Chain means praise, charm. You know, don't praise somebody. Don't praise a non-Jew. These non-Jews. Lo sita and chain. Also lo lo adam loma kama nogoy say. You're not supposed to say about these people, oh, how wonderful and how fantastic they are, how great they are. You're not supposed to say that. Okay, whatever. We'll say another time. Dover acher. So the word sichonim chain comes from the word sichonim comes from chain, which means praise. Dover acher lo sitan chania ba'aretz. Don't give them chania like machana, encampment in the land. And this is part of the whole question of giving up land in Eretz Yisrael to non-Jews and so on. Yeah.
And first one, also Lolo, is that in their presence or even not in their presence?
I think in general. I think it's in general. Okay, we'll have to talk about that another time. That's not a topic tonight. But Rashi mentions two things. However, there was a third interpretation in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which I printed in source 4, whole sugya. Starts with the Mishnah on Yud Tes and Beis on Avodah Zarah. It goes over to the Avchav Madaf. The Mishnah says, Eim Meruch Lahem Mechul Akarka Abba Moch Vashi Katzeitz Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mocher Abba Naslokutz. Okay, so the Mishnah describes about selling land to non-Jews and so on and so forth. Okay, and that's Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes and Beis. The Gemara asks, "Manan Emili, Amar Yosef Echanina, Damar Kar Lo Sichanim, Lo Sitanim Chania Bekarki." You can't sell land in Eretz Yisrael or certain types of land to a non-Jew. Okay, that's again din in Eretz Yisrael. Those Mishnayos are talking about selling land to non-Jews and selling animals to non-Jews, the business transaction, Jews and non-Jews. So one of them is about selling things to mechubel karka. How do we know? Lo sichanim. Sigmar, that's what I mean. On the top of Chof Mer Aleph, high lo sichanim. We have something else that we learn from lo sichanim. The Dachi Kamarachman lo sitel mechain. In Kain, Lemurka lo sichuna. My lo sichanim, Shana Tarti. From the drusha, the way the phraseology is, you can learn two things. Sigmar says, 1 second. Another thing, lo siten lahem matanos sachinam. There's a third drasha. The word, even though Rashi and Chumash didn't quote that one, but there's a third drasha from lo sichanim. The word chanim comes from chinam, matnas chinam, a gift for no purpose, right? Just a friendly gift. Matnas chinam came lemor kalo sichinim, my lo sichanim shraman akulu. So Gemara derives in this one little word, or two words, lo sichanim, but the word sichanim, if you can pronounce it differently and so on. Based on how it's written, with a vav and with a yud, the Rashi, if you want to see it in source 5, fills in, right? We read it mole, and it could mean one thing, or mean another thing, and so on. And it turns out it means all three things. Tanya Nami Hachi, on the third line there of Chofmud, the part that's printed is Chofmud Aleph. Tanya Nami Hachi, lo schonim lo sitim lachanim bekarka, davarachel lo schonim lo sitim lachain, davarachel lo sichonim lo sitim matno shalchina. Okay, now the Gemara goes on and brings in, there was another pasuk about giving something to a goy, because there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the Sanya lo sochul kol nevela gera shibashrecha titnena v'achola o mochar lanochri. O mochar lanochri. You have a nevela, we talked this morning, you have gira nosha meat or something like that, so you can sell it to a non-Jew. You know, Jews, it's too big of a tircha to devein everything, that they remove the gira nosha, so we don't sell hindquarters as kosher around here. So you can give it to a goy, but it says you should sell it. It says you can give it lager shemishah titnena o mochor lanochri. So ain't lager ben nesin tamar lager tosho lager ben nesin lo avdecham mechira. How do we know one in terms of the other? So that's a presentation of Achlokas Yehuda and Rami and the Gemara we may get back to. But that's the sugan of Avodah Zarah. What emerges for our purposes, and you can look over the Gemara yourself, that there are three isurim. You know Rashi and Chumash only quotes two, but there are three isurim that emerge from the pasuk lo sichanim, and one of them is lo sitan lahem matnas chinam. Okay. I printed for you the next page, the Pasuk in Dvarim over there. It's Parak Yud Dalet, source 6, Re'eh, Parak Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chof Aleph. There it says, Tit Lager, meaning a Ger Toshav, Titnena, him you can give a present to, but O Mocha Anachem, or perhaps for the guy, only sell it, but you can't give it. That may be related to this discussion as well. Just as a side point, Rabbeinu Bachya, there in Vaschana, source number 7, Rabbeinu Bachya, you can read through the Rashi, you want to read through the Sukkah, it's an enlightening Sukkah to read. Rabbeinu Bachya says velo sichanim. He explains exactly how we derive it. Milo zu darshu chazal al ponim rabim. Milo shenchein, umilo shenchania, umilo shenchinam. Okay. Aside from the simple reading of the pasuk, which is just not to, you know, to make covenants with them and so on and so forth. And Rabbeinu Bachya spells it out, and he says because if you, he tells exactly if you print it, if you read it as a ches bechirik, Lo sechinein, that's one meaning. If you read it a different way, it gives you the vowels, how you can vocalize it. The tof with the patach, the ches with the shuan of patach, and so on, so then you can darshan it this way. And what he says at the very end, he says, Lamadu mikan kama godol koach ha-torah, shenidreshes l'kama tome, atshafil teva achas him, ispareshes l'kama inyonim, l'fi hanikud. Just how you vocalize. Remember, there are no vowels in the Torah. Just how we, our tradition, so many things can emerge from one word just out of vocalization. That's how Ibn Abakhi says. He says that's a sign of the Koach of the Torah. Levush says something similar in Yeridei Simin Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Yud Dalet. I have there in source A. Umasha Drosh Shlosha Drosh Miposik Lo Sechonein. Why do we have three different drushes in the same phrase? Maybe it only means one of them and so on. So again, he also talks about it because it's read one way, we could read it a different way. It's sort of like a Kri and Ksiv kind of thing. And it gives you the vocalization. It's a similar idea as that which Rabbi Bachi says. So these, Rabbi Bachi is a Rishon, and Lavush is an early Achron, and they all understand that we can learn all three things. Lamaisa, we pass like all three things. That's the sheets over here.
And then self abroad.
Okay. What?
Sometimes we say, if it's this, yeah, it can't be that.
Right, so it depends. But here, since you could read it different ways, each one's another drasha. Now, the question is, when he says, don't, for our purposes tonight, don't give them gifts, who's the them? Who's the them? If you look in the psukim, okay, this whole Isser was in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, okay, which came from the phrase, lo sichonim. The antecedent of the pronoun seems to be the people mentioned in the previous pasuk, namely the seven amamin of Kanani the Chita. I said that's the one pasuk where all seven of them mentioned. So Tosus discusses that problem there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, source 9. He says, "Damar kolos chanu sitem chen bekarka darish namim haikra b'samam shalitelam chen shalitelam mat naskinam." All the drushes ustama the milsa mari bekulo of the kachav. Okay, you're probably referring to all goyim. That's how the Tosafot says. Mistama's referring to all goyim. Now, whenever dealing, we have to understand here, I just want to spend a few minutes on, whenever speaking about goyim and Obdei Kochavim, we have to recognize that a lot of material may have been subject to censorship. Things in the Gemara and things in the Rishonim. Okay, do you mean goyim? Do you mean dafka idolaters, Obdei Kochavim, mamish, idol worshippers, as opposed to other people, other religions who are not Jewish, but they're not idolaters? Okay, there's always a discussion. Kusim and so on. A lot of times when you study these Gemaras, and Maseches Avodah Zarah, others, you have to know that sometimes the Chazal phrase things in a certain way so as not to offend. It used to be when printing first became popular in the 1400s, Gutenberg invented the printing press, in the 1400s, the Jews wanted to print this one, but the church, understandably, was in general. Forget about with Jews. They were afraid of printing because, we see today, anybody could print anything, everybody believes it, right? So the church was aware of that, so they kept, at that time, a very tight control on who, and they would have censors and so on, making sure that there was nothing, that they considered heresy. So Jews also had to be careful that which they're printing, that's why there were Gemaras. There were Gemaras about Yeshu that don't appear in their standard Shah. They took it out because they didn't want to get into trouble. So you have to figure out, whenever we're talking about goyim, so sometimes they really would mean all goyim, but they don't want to say it because they don't want to offend the Christians, the church. So they write, oh, the Avodah Zarah. I think I've mentioned
the
past.
The other way too.
Right. Both. You have to figure
out. It's also coming to exclude.
So let's see in a second. I just want to mention, I think I've mentioned this in the past. I still have at home something, certainly if you're my age and older, you remember we used to say slichas, used to have these white pamphlets. Remember those white slichas? Some shul still use them. What?
From Ziegelheim.
Yeah, exactly. So I have an old one. You look at those old, you have to flip back every third word, you have to flip back, for the Kelmelech and over here, jumping and around, right? So this tiny print. This is before Artscroll and before even the hardcover. So you have these white slichas.
Echa
and the Kinnis also, same thing. So in the slichas, and I have it at home, I saved it just this week. It's very fascinating. Some of the slichas, some of the piyutim that we say throughout the Shem Kippur season, unfortunately, we're complaining about our lot, the Jews are oppressed and suffering and so on. But they were printing these in Russia and wherever else in Eastern Europe, and they were afraid of the censors. So I have it home, I should have brought it in. There's a disclaimer on page one of the Slichas, which says as follows. It says in Hebrew, it says, you should know that this is, anyone interested should know that our practice is to say these slichas, which were written centuries ago. We say it as a tradition from our ancestors, and we maintain the tradition today. But chas v'shalom, anyone should think that we're talking here in Russia, everything's great. No one should think we're complaining. This is just minigav v'seinu b'yadeinu to say these prayers. And that's what it says. It's a four or five line disclaimer. And every piyut throughout the weeks before Hashanah and Aseres Mitzvah, where there is a reference or a statement in one of the piyutim about, you know, Jews suffering, there's a little asterisk, and it says in the bottom, see page one. They were afraid of it. So I have it, just I saved it for posterity because it's a fascinating piece of history. But in any event, so you have to know, huh?
Two issues. When we say they're persecuting us, when we say you're not allowed to do such and such.
Okay, whatever, I'm just saying.
You're allowed to say, what a gorgeous guy.
But that,
guy who doesn't worship Bible.
Right, that also got knocked out. That also got knocked out. Sure.
I never saw that until I was.
Yeah, because it was knocked out. Good example also.
To whom does it refer? No.
Right, that's a different. By the way, all I'm saying is when you speak about Ovdei Avodah Zarah, extra sheets, I don't know, maybe. Okay. My point is that when you talk about Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you have to know who you're referring to. That's my point. Anyway, getting back to Tosas, it appears in the context of Tosas, the Tosas, when he says Ovdei Kav, means all non-Jews, not just idolaters. Certainly not just the seven nations and so on, but all idolaters. And interesting enough, because he goes on, the next Pasuk, which I didn't print back in source 2, but the Pasuk after Lo Sichanein says Lo Sischatein Bom, not an intermarry. That's over the end of Aschana, also the end of Parak Zion. So Tosin discusses, does that mean all, you know, who is the Lavan and so on. But anyway, he says there's no reason that towards the end, he says, there's no real difference. So it appears from Tosis anyway that it's talking about all non-Jews. But we'll have to see. Let's look at what some of the Rishonim have to say about it. Okay? If you look in the Smag, source 10, Smag, Lavan Sim Memches, he writes, Shlosha Dvarim, Darshu Rabosenim, Amikrazer. We learn three different dinim out of this phrase. Lashon Chaniya Kashabiano, Lashon Chain, Shaosaloma Kamano Goizesh, and so on. And then the third one is Lashon Chanina, that you don't give Matnaschinim, that's what we assume what he means. And he says, the pashtus is, Umidaber, Bishara almost Dafka Hamori. He said at the end. He says, "Dafka Amori Vaknani Vagomer." The Smug learns, at least in terms of the Doraisa, okay, Pasha Pshat. Anyway, it's talking about who it's talking about in the pasuk, the Shiva Amamin only. But that's really a minority view. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch, for example, Mitzvah Tov Chav Vav, okay, source 11. Shalom Lachon of the Vazar, Shalom Nachon of the Zar, and so on. Valishven the Dabar Mehem, okay, and he writes. The chinuch is pretty clear that these isurim apply dafka. He doesn't just say the word akum or ovdei avodah zarah as a, you know, kind of as a generic term, which you could suspect means all non-Jews. He says dafka lemisha oved avodah zarah. So it sounds from the chinuch anyway that he's talking about that. So he expands it further than the smag. The smag seems to say only the Zion Umos. Okay, the chinuch though expands it beyond the Zion Umos to other idolaters, but dafka idolater. I think that's a push-up shot in his words, right? Dafka lemisha oved avodah zarah. The Meiri is even clearer. The Meiri, both in avodah zarah daf chaf and aleph, and in a sugya that comes up related in psachim chaf aleph beis, I printed in 12 and 13. The Meiri says. Again, all the different things, Mikanam on the second line of 12, Lo Seitin Lamchein, El Shabeach, all those things we mentioned, V'chein Darsh on the third line, Menu Shalitin Matnaschinim, okay, you're not giving Matnaschinim, and he says, we call Mokom, he quotes Pirshu B'Tosef, the Dafka Lagoy Shem, we'll get back to that, O Shomek of Aval Im Hoya Shcheno Chaver Amuta, that's important, we'll come back to that, but then he says, Hakol Shumina Umos Hagduros, Bidarche Hadosos, Shemodos Belakus, Ain't Suffolk, Shafish Amakir Mutter, Viroik for Amos Shalach Adam Yarach, etc. We'll get to this riot. The Miri says that this whole thing is only by idolaters. Oh, there was our mamish. People who don't, but people who are Modeb Elokus, who believe in one God, a monotheistic religion, they believe it's the same God we believe in, right? But of course, different, you know, they have different religion, but they basically. Presumably, talk about Christians and Muslims and so on, who are you know, monotheistic religions. That's not included. That's mutter altogether. And he says it as well in Pesachim Chaf Alvin Beis 13. Kvar Biyan Pesach Avodah Zarah. I guess he wrote his parish on Avodah Zarah first, because in the order of the Shas Pesachim comes before Avodah Zarah. But he writes Kvar Biyan Pesach Avodah Zarah. Shagoyim Ratzon Shem Ovdei Halilim She'enam Durim Begeder Shum Das Ba'Olam. That's when we have these requirements. But if they believe in a God and so on, that's different. The Meiri also seems to learn it's Davka, Odeh Varazor. The Ralbag, another Rishon, there in this parish on the Chumash, in Parashas Re'eh, and that Pasuk in Parak Yadal Pasuk, like Gera Shem Yisrecha, Vehinei Lo Rotza, Hashem Yisrael, Shemitah Rotzal Nachri, Luvishe Oved Avodazara. See, also, he's talking about only someone who's actually Oved Avodazara. So you have a group of Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Meiri, the Ralbag, others, who assume that this whole issue, at least on a Doraisa level, of giving gifts to a non-Jew, is talking about not any non-Jew. The Smag limits it to the, on a Doraisa level, just to the Zayin Umos. These others are willing to extend it beyond the Zion almost, but it's Dafka over the Avodah Zarah, which in a contemporary situation would not be relevant in many of our situations, dealing with Christians, well, that's its own question, but let's assume for our right now, the way the Miri put it, they have a religion, they believe in a God, so they do certain things which we would consider, as for us, believing in the Trinity would be a form of Avodah Zarah. Right, the Catholics believe in the God as different manifestations. For us, that we have Avodah Zarah, it could well be that for them, it's not Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Buddhist or something like that would be, right. Could well be, right, yes. So but in most of the situations that we have today, probably it's less relevant if you're talking about, if you're saying that the whole history is for Odeh Avodah Zarah Mamish. If you look in the Torah,
Tosha says reverie, right?
We'll get that Tosha, but we'll be showing that, yeah.
Is it relevant to Ashur's Aveda too?
Not for now, but yeah. You take a look in the tour, it's interesting, these didn't appear in Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Matana, okay? Simon Reish Mem Tes, Siv Beis, the tour writes, Osu L'tein Matna Tzkin L'Ovid Avodus Kechavim, Abutu L'tein L'Ger Tosha, Shar Mitzal HaChayoso, and so on. So the Bach, and it's an interesting point, look, the first two, in my edition, the old edition of the Torah, the regular edition of the Torah that I have at home, it stops, this comment of the Bach in source 16 ends after 2.5 lines with the word Yishmaelim. Okay, the next thing doesn't appear. In fact, when I was preparing the shir, so I copied this thing, and I saw this, I said, did I misunderstand the Bach all these years? You know, I read the whole thing, and I was a little bothered by it. So let's first what it said. It said, Osu l'tein matnas chinam v'rezor, kasu v'etz Yosef, lav l'fukei Yishmaelim. We'll see in a second. The Yishmaelim means the Muslims, the Arabs, right? He says the Beis Yosef doesn't exclude. They're included. El afukei ger tosh, the Anashik v'el shiv mitzvenor, v'zeh shon mitzvon achayosah, avos shahar goyim kulam din echelam, ad kan l'shono. But the Bach disagrees. Ulufi dvar of kosher, lomo l'rabbeinu lichtov l'ovet avarazorah. Okay, why does the Torah mix us up? Okay, the Torah, if he meant all goyim, he should have said all goyim. The Bach wants to argue, when the Torah says Oved Avodah Zarah, or Oved Avodah Skochavim, that's the language of the Torah, if you see it in 15, Osu L'tein Maskin, Oved Avodah Skochavim, Oved Avodah Skochavim. So the Bach said, that's what the Torah said, but that's what he meant. And therefore, Yishmaelim Ataka excluded. The Bach disagrees with the Beis Yosef. Okay, why would he mix us up? Let's say, Michshol, Shevinu L'mayik Yishmaelim. You read that Torah, and you'll assume that Yishmaelim, Muslims believe in one God, they're excluded from this prohibition. If the Torah wrote it that way, that's probably what he meant. Why does the Beis Yosef say, so therefore that's why the Bach was should be numbered among those who say that it includes only Avodah Zarah. But now if you go on, what I said before, L'fisha Malchios Makpidim Im Yaskiru Shem Goy B'Sorenu. The other, our neighbors and the government, then they get nervous if they see the word goy in the Jewish writings, our books, unless they're saying it in the Bakavadik way. Now, Cain, he serious milas goy, because from Komla of the Avodah Zarah, Aval Iker Hanuscho, Besifer Abenu, who also litain matnatskinam legoy. The original taka, the original language of the Torah was also, that includes all goy. And that's what it makes up. So, I said, if the Bach says that, so all the years I misunderstood the Bach. But then I looked it up, I realized this itself was excised out. My edition of Torah, look at the old regular standard Torah that people my age and over the got for your wedding or whatever, that edition of the Torah, Taka stops after the word Yishmaelim, without that Alfinas Daiti. The newer edition of the Torah, than this, this very fancy edition of the Torah, beautiful, one of the Svarim for which I broke my rule not to buy Svarim that I already have, that just came out now with better editions, but this tour is also, it's a different work. So the tour, the new tour has this line. But in any event, the way that we have the Bach printed in the original edition, and that's what happened in the machine also, the computer. But anyway, so that's the, so that is the Shita of the Bach, at least as we have it, also that it's only non-Jews, it's only Avodah Zarah and not all non-Jews. However, as we saw before, the Tosa of Avodah Zarah, Alex, you said, also Tosas in Yevamos, Chav Gimel and Alta, printed in source 17, okay? He also assumes that it's talking about, You know, it's talking about all umos, odev, orus, kochavim, and again, from the context, and we'll see, because as the Vizir alluded to, there are other isurim that relate to a goy. That's what Tosis in the continuation there in Chavim and Aleph and Avodah Zarah, and here in Yavamas Chav Gimel, discusses. He says, you know, look at the fourth line there, 17. Vim tomar de losis chatin bom de siv name hosom ugwini dafka bezayin umos. Right? I mean, there the Gemara says that prohibition of intermarriage is talking only about the Obamash Zayin umos. Not the allowed to intermarry somebody else. It's learned from something else. But I mean, that pasuk is only talking about the Zayin umos. Okay? Afagav den shaim shaykh som hasar. You know, they don't lead us astray. And so, yesh lomar, dal korchach yev shaluk mechol umos. Because we can't say it's talking about, because the Torah, that it's talking about even after they convert, you're still not allowed to marry them. Not intermarriage when they're going, but even if they convert.
Which are most of those?
What's that? The Zainumos.
Zainumos.
Yeah. So says Tosis, clearly we're talking about, but that can't be talking about all non-Jews and all, not even all idolaters, because you have a specific Isser by Ammoni and Moavi and Mitzri and so on, that after a certain number of generations they can come in. So, all right, anyway, so, and furthermore, he says, one of the things it says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to make a covenant, right, with them. So Vim Tomar, so Shlomo HaMelech made a covenant with Hiram, right, you know, when he built the Beis HaMikdash and he got lots of cedars from Lebanon and so on. So Shlomo HaMelech made the bris with Chira Melech Tzur, Dichsi Vayichtu Brishneim, and I thought it says, the same pasuk, it says Lo Schanem, it says Lo Sirchos on bris, okay? Anyway, so yes, there are other cases, but I think you mentioned Shabbos Avedit.
Isn't Givon, was it Lechatchila
and Yerz got
stuck?
He got trapped.
So that goes the other way.
And, right, so anyway, that's what Tosis understands, bottom line, Tosis seems to understand that it's talking about all non-Jews. Huh?
Givon and were from Sheva Umos.
They were one from Seven Amin, right. Yeah, yeah. Now, the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, or Hilchos Avodah Kochavim, whatever you want to call it, in Perek Yud, Halachat Dalet, anyway, it emerges in Tosis, the way that you have to read through the whole Tosis, which again, he mentions the Givonim there, in the last few lines. Okay, that they made a bridge. So obviously, he says Lo Sechonim refers to all of the it seems to say from Tosin it's referring to all Goyim and not just the ones that are mentioned that are of the Avodah Zarah. That also seems to be the position of the Rambam in a simple reading. Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Halacha Dalet. Okay, Umibnei Ma Ein Mochelam, you can't sell because Shenema Lo Sechonim Lo Sim Lachinei Bekarka. Okay, and V'chein Osul Asapa B'Shrochan is Perek Yud Hilchos Avodah Zarah Halacha Dalet. Can't praise them Lomar Kamanoa Avod Kamzet, so on and so on. Okay, if we're in charge, we can't let anyone live in our land except if they accept the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, the category of Ger Toshav. And we don't have Ger Toshav today, as Rambam says. We don't have any more because it doesn't, not Noach, but there's no Yovel. Memela, what comes out then from the Rambam is he's talking about all non-Jews, right? That sounds like he's talking about all non-Jews. That's how I think you certainly can read the Rambam, that these issues would apply to all non-Jews. The only people you would allow to interact with in this fashion are people qualified as a Ger Toshav, which we don't have today. So if we have the upper hand, huh?
He's only talking about land and
energy.
He's talking about.
No, he said at the end of Dalet. Also, within a
manaskinim. So, above the continuation of Dalet.
I think so. Now, in the Sefer Eshkol, also one of the Rishon, the Sefer Eshkol was written by someone named Rabbi Avraham Avbezin. He was the father-in-law of the Ravid that we know from the Rambam, the Ravid Bala Sogos. Sometimes he's also referred to as Ravid because he was called Rabbi Avraham Avbezin. So sometimes that got. Avbezin, right?
It's a Ravid Rishon.
Right. They call him the Ravid Rishon sometimes.
It's
Eshkol. Right. So he's the father-in-law of the more famous Ravid. Sometimes there were steers between the Ravid and the people. So the steer and the Ravid. Not a steer and the Ravid. Steer and the people.
Right.
It was the father-in-law. Anyway, there was a third Ravid. There was a third Ravid also. Anyway, Ravid Shlishi. Anyhow, so it says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Sefer Eshkol. So he says also. That applies. Look at the last line of 19. Elavada elo sechonim al shar umos kamazir. It's also on all other nations. Sounds like not just Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but on all other nations. And as we saw already, the Beis Yosef there in Siman Reish Mem Tes in Source 20. Okay, umashakosar beno osur litein matnaschim lo Ovdei Avodah Zarah lau lafuke yishmeilim. doesn't mean Avodah Zarah to exclude Yishma'elim. El Afuka Gertoshev, etc. So the Beis Yosef says Yishma'elim are included. By the way, it's not our topic now, but part of the issue which came up, one of the issues that came up with regard to selling land to Arabs for the Shemitah year, right, the Mechira, the Heter Mechira, okay, so part, you're selling land to the Arab, again, Heter Mechira, the selling, huh? So that's in the Tziv, in his tshuva, I didn't print it here, it's not our topic, but in the Tziv, in his tshuva, said, you're jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You're going to avoid the Shemitah problem, but you're violating the Isser of Lo Sechonim. Right? But others disagree. Rav Kook disagreed, Rav Tzipei Shafrank disagreed. Anyway, that was part of the big machlokas at the time of, you know, the Heter Mechira and onward. But anyway, but that was part of the issue. You're giving it so that really boils down to the question, are the Yishma'elim included? And if you hold that the whole Isser of Lo Sechonim is only with people of Devar Zarah, so what's the problem? You can sell it to an Arab. Well, the Arabs are not, Muslims are not of Devar Zarah.
Just
so,
murderers.
Huh? Okay, so you have to find. Look, that's what the Ridbaz. There was a, I mentioned in the past. There was a Talmud Chacham called not the Ratvaz, one of the earlier Achronim, the Ridbaz, Yaakov David, I think Volovsky. Yeah, very standard edition of Rishalmi now in certain Masechtas. You have the Parish of Ridbaz. He was originally in Europe, and then he came. He was in Chicago, and he was involved in Ashkachas there, and he ran afoul of the mob. Okay, that's a story anyway. Trying to clean up the shkocha, so he ran away, huh?
Chickens?
No, whatever. He ran to Eretz Yisrael. He had to run away. I think there was a hit out on him. So he ran, he was trying to clean up in the early 1900s, 1905 or something, whatever. So he ran to Eretz Yisrael. So he was very, sort of, Rav Shechter described him as a colorful Talmud Chacham. Very colorful. Anyway, so he was one of the big bar pluktas with Rav Kook on the Heter Mechira issue. Some of the tshuvas are Rav Kook and the Ridbaz back and forth. And he said he just cannot accept, that was the way he phrased it, that you found some barefoot Arab in Tel Aviv and now we've eliminated the whole Shemitah. Well, that was his expression, a barefoot Arab in Tel Aviv. Anyway, but that's what the Tziv though had a tiny that it's against Lo Sechonim. All right. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, we saw already go to Litzvah 21. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Simon Kuf, Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Also, Litein Mat Natsimah Overcome Shein Amakir. We'll come back to Shein Amakir in a second. The Shach also says there in Tzivkot and Yudches, the Chol Overcome Mashma Afilu Yishmaeli means every guy. Okay, every guy, including Yishmaeli. He doesn't mean Overcome Mamish idolater because he says Afilu Yishmael. Afuka gets charged up the low Uposhethu. The Shach says in Tzivkot and Yudches says Poshet. It's talking about all non-Jews. It's interesting that Minchas Chinuch and that mitzvah Tov Chavav. Learns the Rambam differently than we did. He said it, he thinks from the Rambam and from the Chinuch, he learns differently. He said it's talking about everybody. So again, that's not the push-up shot, but you know, it seems to me, after all is said and done here with all these Makoros, the majority seem to assume that it's talking about all non-Jews. The Issur Lo Sechonim is on all non-Jews, not just Oved Avodah Zarah, because even the Chinuch, who seems to said Oved Avodah Zarah, the Minchas Chinuch learns differently, and we said over the Bach, who until they, I guess, uncovered the more the complete edition, the Bach we lined up also saying that it's only of the Avodah Zarah. The contingent of Bach seems to say not so. So that seems to be the majority.
I thought the Rambam said everybody except a Ger Toshu.
Right. So right. That's what I'm saying.
So what is the Minchas Chinuch?
No, the Minchas Chinuch says the Chinuch is different than we thought.
Oh, okay.
He said the Rambam, the Chinuch, I listed the Chinuch and the Rambam as differently. Oh. He says Mavur Barambam. And so on. He's including like the Chinuch, which is often the case anyway. Uh-huh. All right. Very important caveat here is that which appears in the Tosefta in Avodah Zarah Perek Gimel Halacha 24. And we already alluded to it a couple times. Should we say ve'ein nosan matnas? You can sell, but ain't nosan matnas chinam. But medvar mamun v'zman she'eno makiro. If it's a guy you don't really know well, okay, and he's just passing through, right? Avolim haya shcheino. Is your neighbor? Oh, Avo, somebody you're friendly with. Harei ze mutter. Then it's mutter to give him presents. She'eino ela kemochro lo. So that's a very important Tosefta because with that, we'll see now a few places in the Gemara where it seems pretty clear that people gave presents to Goyim. Okay? And may have even been over to Avodah Zarah. Okay? Forget that, Machlo, because we went through that already, but it could be even Avodah Zarah. For example, there's a Mishnah in Chulin also relate to this morning's sedra. I talked about, you know, the hindquarters of the animal, Gira Nosha, right? So it says in Chulin Dav Tzari Gimel Amud Beis a Mishnah, Sholeach Adam Yerech L'Ovid Kochavim Shegid HaNosha B'Socha. You can send the hindquarters, the thigh meat, to a non-Jew, to a guy, which includes the Gira Nosha, Bipnei Shemekomo Nikar, because it's obvious where the Gid is. The concern there is the Gemara says, Shlema, if you give it to him whole, as opposed to, I don't know, filleted or whatever, cut up, because then the Gemara says a concern, as Rashi says, because maybe he'll then give it to a Jew, you won't be able to tell. So if you give it whole, okay, if you give it whole, then it's mutter. Shlema in, chatu chalo. Anyway? What?
Why would the Jew say
that they sold it?
Maybe it's in the Nailah.
Okay, no, it's this. Anyway, that's the sugi there.
Okay.
That's what Rashi says in 26. Mishnah Shalech Adam Yerach Levit Chavim Ve'ein Choshen Shem Yachzim Krenel Yisrael Ve'yoklana Begida. The cave in the Shlemi Mekomos, you can tell that the Gid Anosh is there. Mekomos Gid Anosh are in Nikar. Okay, but if it's Chatucha, it's Charab, then you can't. Okay, but what do you mean? But what didn't the Gemara bring up? How can you give it to the guy in the first place? It's Matnas Chinam. The Gemara doesn't bring that up as a problem. Okay, it just says Shalech Adam Yerach Levit Chavim. Similarly, Asugi in Psachim, Tosis rather than Psachim Chav Beis Amar Aleph Divas from Shimon, okay, referring to that Mishnah Chulin says Mashma Dahida Shalech Yarech Lenachri Asik Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machok is there in Psachim Rabbi Yehuda Shimon that relates to Dashin time of the cross. So Hiksha Riva the Har Rabbi Yehuda Islay Per Kamen Tzchavrozar Our Gemara the Asu Itena Maras Chinam. So how can that Tosis is? How can you say that sugya in Chulin, which is also in Psachim Chav Beis, goes according to Yehuda, you can send a Gira Nosha meat to a guy. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, now I give a present to a guy. Right? He's the Yesh Lomar, the Amar Hasim, Shcheino Mutter Shukimocholo. If it's a neighbor, a friend or something, then it's Mutter, because that's like selling it. So again, you see that from that mission. There's an interesting story in the Gemara in Erevin, Samach Donald Bays, 28, Otanya. Okay, Rabbi Gamliel was traveling someplace on a donkey. Rabbi Eloi was behind him, was traveling with him. Gluskin Baderech. They saw a piece of cake, something good, a baked product, and it was just lying there and it looked good and so on. So Amalei, Eloi told Gluskin min Haderech, pick that up, you know, we'll find some use for it. Not going to eat it, you know, if it's kosher. But he says, Motza Nochri Echad, Avalom of Guy told Gluskin Alom Eloi. And he told the guy, here, my friend here has a cake for you, enjoy it. I'm giving you a present. Okay? And Nidfalor Beloi, Avalom Hechanato. So the Gemara goes to the story, asks, where you come from, what's your name? My guy, apparently, it says the Gemara, Ruach HaKodesh, knew this guy's name, you never met him before. Okay, so he had Ruach HaKodesh. But the bottom line is, the upshot of the story was Gamliel gave this cake as a present to it seems almost like a random non-Jew, okay, who he happened to have just met. In the Yerushalmi, the story is a little different. It wasn't a Beloi. You look in the Yerushalmi, about Azar Parak Adam HaTes, on the Sugya, Lo Sichane, Lo Sinam Anaschinim, I, Vatainam, Hatani, Maisav Gamliel, Shalom, Halach, Baderach, Barak, Kluskin, same idea, Kluskin, Achas, Mushlechas, Baderach, Omer, Tevi, Avdo. The Yerushalmi's version, it was a different story. It happened more than once. I don't know. It was this Evid Tevi. Tol Lecha Kluskin Zav. It was a kosher Evid, yeah. Roi Nechri Echad Bok Kineg Omer of Gai. Tol Lecha Kluskin Zav. And then Rabbi Lai. Then he showed up and said, hey, you know, whatever. It's a similar story. But the bottom line is that, as Rashi says, the Pnei Moshe rather, on that Yerushalmi says, Parak Avah HaChetes 31, Ma'is Gamliel, Shaminat Shenosan O Matnas Chinam L'Zeham of Gai. This non-Jew, whatever his name was, he gave him a present. Okay, so you see from there, also he gave a present. What's going on? The Gemara doesn't ask. Well, what do you mean? I thought you know how to give. What's going on? Similarly, another Gemara, 32, Gittin Samach, Aleph, Amen, Aleph. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. We know this Gemara. Mefarnesin Aniye Nochem and Yisrael. You're allowed, a Jewish benevolent society, it's Dukkha Foundation, can give charity to non-Jews also. Or Mevakrin Chole Nochem, Chole Yisrael. You can visit sick non-Jews. Vekovrin Meisei Nochem, Meisei Yisrael. You can bury them. He says not in the same cemetery. Okay, Rashi points out, but you can bury them. Mipnei Darkei Shalom. You know, we want
to
keep the peace. But sounds like not for that you can't. So what's going on? Okay, so Tosis in Avodah Zarah 34 and Av Chofam and Aleph deals with these cases, all these cases that we just read. That not the Tosis in Avodah Zarah we said before. The next one, Divamaslav Rabbi Yehuda Omer 34. It says Tema Leb Yehuda Lomali Lo Sacharim Lesa Marasim Vatipul Mehachov in this pasuk of Lager and so on. Yesh Lomai the Lo Sacharim Itzur Klitain Baolav. You need to because the Lager Hashem Bishrecha Titnena is only in this way I say here it's a lav fine okay. But anyway, he says Vehiksha Rivam. Look at the third line of 34. Vehiksha Rivam. The Hacha Aser Matnaschim Lo Bekachavim Leb Yehuda or Parakol Shah. Right, that's the Tosim Pesachim we saw before. Mukminahi the Shaleach Adam Yerach Lo Bekachavim the Mishnah by Gidon Arsha. It says like a Yehuda. So what's going on? B'tirets Rabbi the B'tosef the Tanya Gabe Milsim Yehuda the Hacha Lo Bekachavim Amakiro Mutter Eishum Mochalo. I the Hadar Min Parakadar the Gwan Erevin sounded like it was a stranger. The Amalei Lahuvet Kham Tol Gluskin May Law. Afo pishalo haya makiro, right? Tosus yes. Kedemash was shiny harsam. Shaw mislavo in slava imo batera. He was still doing him some favor. Somehow that guy was helping him travel or was helping keep the animals moving. He wasn't a friend of his, but he was still doing some like service. He had some yes. He had some relationship with him. So again, in Tomar. Leman de Osar v'chilesla ha'inu v'fanas ha'aniyah hope to come in Israel v'darkei shalom v'yei shlomar as the Tosa says the darkei shalom ain't zu matnas chinam. That's the point. There's something positive that emerges, not matnas chinam. So basically what emerges from Tosa is all these cases we have some very important limitations or caveats is Isser to give presents to a goy, even if we're assuming we're talking about all goyim, not just talking about Ozara, but if someone you know, or you're benefiting in some other way,
that's not chinam.
The emphasis of matnas chinam is on the word chinam. That you get that it's just you know you're giving stuff away. You know, you don't care who it is. But all these cases that Gemara seems to have is where you're benefiting from it. There's another Gemara that Tosis doesn't quote, but a famous Gemara, Gittin Lamed Chesemes comes from Brachos also. Many people heard this Gemara. Gufa. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel call him Shachrer Avdo Over Basay Shenemar La'olam Bam Tavodi. Not that a free an Eved Kanani we're talking about. Meisve to the famous story. Meisve Belezer Shenichlas Beisakneset Olamotza Sora. Remember that Gemara, right? The Belezer came to shul only 10 needed a minion only 9 people. So Shachrer Avdo Over Shlima La Sora. So he released his slave and now he became Jewish and now he had a minion. Tomorrow answers it's a violation of Olam Bam Tavodi. She says Mitzvah Shiny. Mitzvah is different. So the Ra, all the Mishnah, the Ran on the Rif there in Gittin Chofma Beis in the page of the Rif. Mashma the Lav Asay Gomeru the Mar Parchina Meisay Meisav Elezer and so on. And he tells the whole story and he says it's not therefore La'olam Em Torah is not a full fledged Asay, but he says look at the second last line 36. The Yesh Mitartim Shalo Amra Torah La'olam Em Tavodu Ela Mishum Shalo Yitna Lehem Matnas Chinam. Why are you not allowed to free it, Evan? Okay, because that's a Matnas Chinam. Okay, Kenyan Shekazwa Vekom, Lo Sechonim. But for Kevon, the Ika Mitzvah, you're not, he wasn't freeing this Eved to be nice to the Eved, he was freeing him, Lam Mishum Chanin Didhuk of it, El Tzorech Atzmo. He wanted something out of it, namely, the Damon Aminion. Then it's like you pay for it, he's getting something out of it.
That's hard. Because an Eved Kanani is, in a sense, more Jewish than a Ger Tosha.
Let's keep all the mitzvahs like a woman, you mean? Yeah, that's an interesting aura. It's interesting aura.
Yeah, right. There's no issue to give a matzah
right. To an Eved Kanani. Right. Yeah. Should anyway. It's a good aura. I'm not sure. It's an interesting aura. The Ramban in his Chidushim there in Gitlam Chesem Beis says mitzvah shiny. He says tamani. Stam asked as a side point. But he asked, what mitzvah was it? What was the big mitzvah here? A davar minyan. It's a davar out of minyan. You know, I mean, of course, we encourage people to davar minyan. He says mitzvah is followed with tzibur dochah seish b'torah. So he says also, but I mean, what was so? Yeah, to some want to say it was Parsha Zohar, you know, but he doesn't say that. Gemara Gittin, the Ramban and Gittin doesn't say that. He says. He asked the kasha. V'chi b'nei mitzvah is followed with tzibur doch haseh shebetorah. It's a one afternoon without a minyan, without a minyan. You know, I can't violate it. So he says, no, the whole thing is matnas chinam, and therefore, when you release him, it's matnas chinam. It's not matnas chinam. That's how he says. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the shul, and only 9 people gets angry. The Gemara says, brachas, right?
Kadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. Can you convert on Shabbos?
Right, that's another problem. Right?
Also, how long is that going to take?
Right, exactly. Right on the spot, right. That's right. Come back at Minchil. We'll have it all set up by then.
The Ramban said, what did the Ramban say?
Doesn't require gamers. That's the whole point.
I know, according to the Ramban, right, yeah. Anyway, it's interesting.
What did the Ramban say?
The Ramban is just saying that the whole Isser of Lolam em tavod. Yes, Akasha. How can lolam tavod? How can tefillah b'tzibur override? Right. See, lolam tavod itself is only a byproduct of matnas chinam, and therefore it's not chinam. The Rashba says in his Chiddush in 38, he says it's a mitzvah the Rabbin. It wasn't just the Elazar. The rest of the other eight people there also better. The mitzvah the Rabbin is different. All right. But anyway, that's another case. The Rosh, in Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Sim Yud Tes, 39, writes, quotes the Mishnah, and he quotes the Gemara. He said, like he says, he quotes a Ramban. It's an interesting side point. There's even the selling land to a guy is even true in Chutz La'aretz, but he doesn't think it's correct. That's damn interesting. But as far as Losita L'Matnas Chinam, okay, the Rosh also paskins at the end. And the Pepulu Charifta on the bottom of the Rosh in Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Tes, Oz Dalet, writes Klomar, and he spells it out. We said it already, but he spells it out. Klomar, She'eno Matnas Chinam. When you're getting something back, that's not Matnas Chinam. Ela Kemocho Adam Shara Ayidei Shu Oavo Shcheino Hu Shomer Kena Mekabel Gam Mimeno Hanoma. I'm going to get Hanoma from him. You give a guy a tip. What is one of the tips is Rashi Tevis, right? To ensure proper service. No, that's what they say. The tips is an acronym. To ensure proper service. So you give a guy a tip, you'll hopefully ensure proper service. So that's not matnas chinam to give a tip. It's because I want to, you know, I give him a nice tip this time. The next time, he'll also treat me nicely. I'm getting something back. As long as you're getting something back, it's not chinam anymore. That's what the Pepul Charif is saying. The Rashba is a tshuva, chelek alef simen ches. Someone asked him, Masha Shomcha, Nar B'Shalech, Ad B'Yerach, Nachri, Eich Yishashem, Ima Shomu, Osu Litan Matnas Chinam. We said it before, okay? And he answered because that's only not Chinam, it's someone you don't know, and so on. For first, he says, it's only someone who's over the Avodah Zarah. So you can count the Rashba, at least the person who asked the Rashba, the Shaila, among those who says that it only counts, it's only a problem for actual Avodah Zarah. But, he says, you don't have to come on to that because there's a difference. He says, you know, it's only matnas chinam. Aval, look at the ode, a few lines before the end. The ode, shalom amu ela matnas chinam. Hal siba, from another good reason, afilu mokum shazreno hagoy, the guy will help him later. O yitain lo lahaboy, he'll do something for him next time. Right? Then mutar, shein zu matnas chinam. And that's probably the situation most of us have with the mechanic and the gardener and the neighbor and so forth. You'll borrow from him next time, etc. So then it's allowed. V'chein afilu mishum darkei shalom. And even if not, but it's darkei shalom. It's not look good if the Jews don't participate. It refers to another Gemara. Now this Gemara refers to giving a guy a present on his holiday. So look at this. This again, as the Rizvita said at the beginning, this is a different shaila, giving a guy a present on the holiday. But the Gemara of the Zohar, Samach Dalam Beis, going over to Samach Hem, different issue on the holiday itself. So look at the Gemara 42, Rabbi Huda, Samach Dalam Beis, Shadar Le Korbana. Korbana Rashi is in 43, is a Tshura, present. La Avidna, Avidrona, Biyom Edom. Avidrona was the name of the idolater. And he said, why can't you give a guy a present on his holiday, Gufa? Because he's concerned that he'll be so happy to get this, he'll praise his God. Praise God, I got this beautiful gift, right? So because of you, now he's worshiping his idol. That's the concern of giving it on the, if you give it to him 3 weeks before, it's not going to, but on the holiday itself, it'll enhance the holiday. So that's the concern. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda sent a gift to this Avidnora, whoever it is, Avidrona, on his holiday, whatever it was. He was an Avodah Oved Chachamim, in the Babel in Persia. So it says, Yodana Bey de lo Polach Avodah. I know, he's not so from. He's not an idolater. He's a modern guy. Okay, the same thing. Rava Amar, Amti Lekubel Lebar Shishak, Yom Edom. Amar Yodana Bey de lo Polach Avodah Chachamim. I know that he's not bound to any gods. He's, so it's you know, a lot of times you have Christmas presents, they're not even observant. First of all, okay, have time to juice, unfortunately. But besides that problem, you know, I'll never forget, one year I thought I had a great chabon. I had little children, so you had to get Hanukkah presents. So that particular year, Christmas kind of coincided, one night of Hanukkah coincided with Christmas. So I thought I had, for some reason I was late, so I hadn't gotten my kids the presents yet. Can you imagine? So I figured a chop. I found that Toys R Us was open till 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve, December 12th. I said, perfect. Nobody's going to be there that night because they go to church. It's a holiday evening, you know. So I figured I'll go, they'll be empty. Oh my God, but the computers crashed and the place was an absolute mob scene. I couldn't park anywhere near there. It was just like, you know. So these were, I guess, not so the from Taka go to church, but I learned my lesson. Right. And it's, right. That's it. So anyway. All right. Anyhow, so let's take a look now at the Shulchan Aruch. Yoridea Simon Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. We read already. Osir 45. Osir Litain But mutol lefarnes aniyim ulevake cholem ulikbar mesem ulaspidu achmelem mishum darkei shalom. So the Taz there says, okay, in Sukkot Niches, she'ena makiro the gamze nichla b'lo sechonim b'lo sinam manaschinam. Aval im makiro lo havelai shem matana ela kimechira. It's like a sale. So yishalim gemulo, because he'll pay you back. Oh, kvar shilam, he did pay you back. He mowed the lawn, whatever. He did your job. He did a job for you. And as far as mutol lefarnes aniyim, aniyim, he says havamina. Sukkot Niches at the end says v'havamina gam b'partanim k'day kain shol yisra osam yisrael u'kamash ma'baisa the b'zeh ain iser imashla. Now what's all iser? You shouldn't treat Jews and non-Jews the same way. But here mipitar kishon, that's suspended. So I just want to look for a few more interesting interesting points. Okay, Shocharach Paskins openly in some Reish Mem Tesef Choshen Mishpat. That was in Yerodeya. It doesn't mention, it's mentioned in Yerodeya, but also in Choshen Mishpat. Ove kachom she'enu ger toshav osu litem amatana, elen keinu makiro, ovem yesh bo bedavar mishum darkei shalom. Those are the two, and really it's the same thing, because darkei shalom means it's not matnas chinam. But the point is that with darkei shalom, can be a guy you don't know. But if it's going to look bad for the Jews and so on, not to help or not to participate and so on, so then that's called darkei shalom. And the Sma there says, difference in Matana, and Darkei Shalom. What's interesting is, and it's late, so I don't go into great detail now, but the Or Sameach has an interesting aura on the Rambam, in Perek Yud Halacha Daled, Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Or Sameach discusses, he tells that whole story of Rabbi Gamliel. Okay? Now, he had a different take on why Rabbi Gamliel would be okay giving that. Because Tosus had us kind of kvetch. Well, the guy must have been helping him. But, you know, we read the Pashup shot in that Gemara. Both, we saw it. Both as presented in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi. Okay? That it sounded like it was a random guy. Tosus kind of kvetch. Well, he was helping them somehow. But the Or Sameach says, I'm saying outside, the Or Sameach says, that was different. Because Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Loi or Tevi Avdo, they found this cake to begin with. Basically, they gave the guy from Hefker. Right, they gave some. So he said to give something to a guy that wasn't yours to begin with. It was only hefker, okay? Wasn't it? So that does exactly what I think the Rosh Hashanah driving at is: what's the whole iser? What's the nature of this whole iser? The nature of the whole iser is not apparently, or one could say this, is not that the guy should benefit from something that I do, but rather the concern is to forge a relationship. We have many areas in Chazal where we want to discourage Jews and non-Jews from forging too tight-knit or too close a relationship. It leads to, we see today what the intermarriage numbers are and so forth. So you know, you have to be careful. That's why I have a lot of these Gedarim Derbanan. Here we're talking about the Reisel, but still, if the ultimate purpose of this issue is to build some separation, so to speak, so if I go ahead and I spend money and buy a guy a gift is one thing. But I gave him something I found over here on the floor. I mean, it could be good, but Or Sameach seems to be saying to give a guy from Hefker, that's not even included Lo Sechonim to begin with, because that's not going to forge that same kind of friendship. Now you have to assume somehow the guy knew that it wasn't, you know. But yeah.
What do we say by a treifa? The kelev tishachu, the kelev the love the goy. So that's Hefker, or it's
that's true. Like kelev, why shouldn't you?
Not because they didn't block.
Right, that's it. They got a reward for it. I don't know.
Why can't it mean also, because for you to give a guy that kind of thing, it's not the same.
So I think there's a chakira here. I know the Or Sameach assumes a double part. I'm not sure you have to say that way. The Or Sameach learned. Look, Tosa didn't learn the Gemara that way. The Or Sameach learned the Gemara that said Rabbi Gamliel gave it to this random guy because it wasn't Lo Sechonim to begin with, because only a hefker. So I'm just suggesting that what's behind the Or Sameach is this idea that hefker that doesn't engender great friendship,
even from the giver side.
Right,
he doesn't care. So I mean, you give.
Right, right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But you don't have to learn the Gemara. Tosus didn't seem to accept this. So I'm saying it could be enough. Kamila halacha. Can you give a guy something from Hefker or not? Or Sameach said that's not included. Others say that it is included. But both the Beis Halevi and his Tshuva and Chelek Aleph Simon Chof and Oz Dalet 50 and the Ebon Ezel, that's a Mrs. Zalman Meltzer in the commentary on the Rambam elsewhere. Hilchos Chima. Let's look at 51. Hilchos Chima Tana Perek Tes Halacha Yud observes. He's medayik a little bit. Let's go back to what we started with. Remember I showed you when we first quoted the Pasuk, Lo Sechonim? So Rashi and Chumash only quoted the first two dinim. Right? Don't give them chaniya bekarka, land, and don't praise them. We'll see them a chain. The Gemara had a third derivation as well, but Rashi and Chumash, you go back at source 3, on the Pasuk and Parshas Chan and Parak Zayin Alach Pasuk Beis, only mentions two of them. The Rambam also, this is what the Mrs. Zalman is Medayik. If you look in the Rambam, where did I print the Rambam? Somewhere here. Parak Yudah Vachas Avodah Zarah. Source number 18. The Rambam also, if you look carefully at Alach Adalad, he says, he talks about Lositan al-Khane Bekarka and Lositan al-Khain. But then look at the end of Alach Adal, look at it more carefully now. The also Litan al-Manaskinam, Avalosik al-Shinema, La Gera Sherbi Sharecha, he only quotes that other pasuk. So it could be, that's what the Beis Halevi clears, Mrs. Zalman clears, that the Rambam does not include Lositan al-Manaskinam under Losichane. The Rambam seems to think that's based on the other pasuk. Okay, and maybe that's what Rashi thinks in his parish on Chumash also, because he doesn't mention Lo Sitem Leman Askin. That comes from the other pasuk. To look at 51, Achein Be'emes Harambam Lo Sovar Klal Dehad Lo Sichanim Lidem Man Askinim. Okay, he says that's not Lo Sichanim. He quotes the other pasuk. Okay, and so now, that being the case, if it's not under that pasuk, so now we can say that perhaps the rules are different. In other words, now the Rambam would have to tell us, and he works out the Gemara and Gittin also. I'm just saying, it could be that the Rambam doesn't put him under the same rules, and maybe the rules of that pasuk of Lagera Shemitah Tidneno and so on, maybe Taka, the rules are different in that case. I'm just suggesting that point. The Mogen Avraham will finish up. The Mogen Avraham, 52, the Mogen Avraham, Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Tzadi. The Shulchan Aruch says, Arachayim Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, he says if a person is traveling someplace and they missed there's no minion, but there's a minion within a certain distance, got to go back there, okay? So that's where the Mogen Avraham, Siman Tzadi, Sivkot Nalam at 53, brings up the story of Rabbi Elezer who freed his Eved, okay? So he said, what was the mitzvah? The mitzvah was to say Kedusha, and so the Rosh wonders, you know, the quotes around, and wonders, why is that a bigger mitzvah than Olam Em Tavodu, right? I mean, what by Uma Haya say, there's an assay to hold on to your Eved Kanani, and then I say to Damon Aminion. So why is this I say strong and the other say? So that's what he mentions, that maybe it was Parsha Zohar, as you said, we'll have to, you know, all right, we'll have to wait a while to complete the procedure. But anyway, he says maybe it was a case of Parsha Zohar, and it's a mitzvah the Rabbim. So on that, otherwise maybe it's a problem mitzvah Abov Avera. Because if it's an Avera, so how do you, you know, how does that work? So the Matzah Shekel,
right,
at the same time, same moment, yeah, exactly. The Matzah Shekel on that Mogen Avraham, Siman Tzadi, or Chaim Sivkot Melamed, okay, he also talks about that it wasn't done L'tovas HaEved. Look at the second paragraph there. Shekoso She'isra Shichur, Iker Kavonas HaTorah, Kamo She'oso Lo Sechonim L'goy, She'lo Litein Matnas Chinam L'goy. That's why. Mehai Taima, if we're not doing L'tovas HaEved, but Kim Lahashim Asar, then there's no Lo Sechonim. So you see, he brings that halacha in all places in Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, that's what I wanted to mention. Some so far is a tshuva, Chelek Bey and Yaradei, Chelek Yaradei, Simen Shin Chav Beis. He learns a little differently than the Mogen Avraham, but he says, I just want to look for one line. Look at the last paragraph, really. Okay. He basically wants to argue that the mitzvah, because the lashon was you're going to get something back. So he's basically just emphasizing that with the mitzvah too, you're getting something back. You could argue what I get back here. All right. So the answer is you got spiritual points. You got the mitzvah point. In other words, we were talking up until now, he's going to do a good service for you. He helped you out. It's like mochro. That's what Chazal kept saying. The Shulchan Aruch said, if you give a present to a guy that you recognize, that's like you sold him because you're going to get something back. So basically, a mitzvah is also considered getting something back. Obviously, along those lines, if the Jewish community needs something on a communal level, so it's also okay. The Gemara has the famous story in Tanis Tav Chaf Aleph Mid Aleph, a gentleman by the name of Nochum Ish Gamzu. So we all know the story. He always said Gamzu Latova. The play came from a place called Gamzu, but also, okay, Nochum Ish Gamzu, one of the Rebbeim, Rebbe Kiva, right? So he says, Kol Milsa da Havasalkale Omar Gamzu Latova. That's a famous Gemara, we all know. Okay. So one time, Zimna Chada Bol Shadu Yisrael Doran Lebe Kesar. The community had to send a gift to the Caesar. Right? Otherwise, it would be bad news for the Jews if the Jews didn't participate. Maybe it was his birthday or it was his coronation, whatever it was. So the Jews said, I got Nachum Ish Gamzu to take it. And remember, he was remember the story. I didn't spell the whole thing. I was set upon by bandits. They replaced it with dirt, and then they told him whatever. You know, he said Gamzul Tova, Gamzul Tova. Turns out this dirt was you know, magic dirt, whatever. So he defeated his enemy. So they brought more dirt. I don't know the whole story. But in any event, what do you see from that Gemara for our purposes? They were bringing a gift to the Caesar, obviously, because there it's necessary. And we find also a Jew can benefit even in non-monetary ways. Actually, in all, of all places, Hilchos Pesach. Okay, you have chametz. You have chametz. You give your chametz to a guy. Okay, now that's a sugya. Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Mem Ches and Siman Gimel Shulchan Aruch. Okay, talks about giving chametz to a non-Jew. Okay, we did before the days of selling to the rabbi and say, give to a non-Jew, right? So the Chok Yaakov writes, it's got to be in Sivkot Nubeis. If you're giving the chametz to a non-Jew, it better be Hainu B'Makiro. It better be a non-Jew who's a friend of yours, some you know. The Lav Hachi Aser. Otherwise, it's Aser because of Lo Sechonim. Okay. Unless you want to say it's mutter, because at that point the chametz is not worth anything to you, so it's not really giving him anything, which is not interesting, because it means that it may be worth something to him, but it's not worth anything to you. So if, as far as he's concerned, that could make back that hakira that you're showing friendship and so on. To you, it's nothing. It's like hefker. Well, you can't do the chametz anyway. You
get the giver.
That's what I'm saying. It could relate to that question. The Sholem Eishu also, he says, chelik beis, my dear Tzidyona, chelik beis, simon ayin zayin, Mashahiksha the eight bochin chomets Eretz Yisrael. He has in Stamazoi, he has an interesting question. How do you sell chomets to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael? Because our sale, when you those will sell to me, other rabbanim, so I buy, then we go and sell it, agav karka. Okay, it's always agav something else. Because there's six, without going into details now, there are six different kinyonim that are made with the non-Jew, because there's a suffering with each one, whether it works in non-Jew, doesn't work, so we do all six. Okay, one of them is kinyon agav on real estate. Okay, or Willig always likes to point out, so I saw through a Willig, with a Willig, so he, the non-Jew he has there is Mr. Brown. Well, those who sold me know about Mr. Brown. So Mr. Brown is in the real estate business, and he's retired now, he's in the real estate business. So Willig always makes a point of saying, one of the reasons Mr. Brown likes to sell, because according to Torah law, real estate is real, that's real, right? Everything else is agav. And all the kinyanim are agav real estate. Anyway, so that the Sholem Eishu, what about Eretz Yisrael? You're selling land. Also, what's going on? Okay, so it's the same issue. I just want to end if I can with one thing. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah makes a comment, and I came across in praying for the shir. It really has nothing. It appears somewhere which has nothing to do with. It's in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Erevin of all places. Simon Shin Mem Zayin Sivkot and Zayin at the end. The Potter also, but to the end of the Sivkot. He writes as follows, and this is what I'm going to finish, because I think this also is very much nogea to a contemporary situation. Derech Eretz, lomar la'odom, she'osu b'malacha, tatzliach, or titzlach malachtecha. It's Derech Eretz, when somebody's working on something, you see the person, say, good luck in your work. Vafilu la'ovin, even to an non-Jew. Okay? Unless, avisha osu malachas iser, I mean, you see a guy breaking into a house, tell him, good luck. I'm not talking when he's doing iser. But other than that, he says, so that's what Mishnah Berurah says in general. He's not talking about Lo Sechonim. I don't think he doesn't address it. But he said there's such a thing as nimus, manners. So it seems to me that if there's certain things that are expected in terms of basic manners, okay, you have if you're in a community or that everybody gives a tip to the gardener or the mechanic or whatever it is, you know, this time of year. So there's also a thing of manners aside from Darkei Shalom, aside from someone you know, you don't have to do good service. All that term we saw. But if it's understood in manners. I know somebody who, years ago, this goes back many years, a person was working with somebody and enjoys building things. So he built for his boss or whatever, the person he worked for had a baby or whatever, and I don't know, maybe it was the baby's first birthday, whatever it was. So he made him a rocking horse, a fancy wooden, we're using top quality wood and everything, hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a baby's rocking horse. So I said, you're spending so much money for this gift. He said, believe me. He says, and this gets understood, that everybody's got to give a present to this guy's one-year-old, and it's not just because you're not going to lose his job over it, but it's considered for that circumstance to be good manners to go ahead. So it seems to me, if you have this Mishnah Berurah, there's another heter in all of this, and that is it's min hanimus. If in today's, in a contemporary society where we are, you're interacting with non-Jews, and it's considered good manners to tip the bus driver, whatever it is, so therefore there's another reason, aside from everything else we mentioned. Like I say, Derech Eretz, Lomar La'adam, Shoz Malacha, Tatzliach Malachta, Titzlach Malachta, Vav, Filo, Abed, Ozara, that should apply as well.
Which
everybody agrees about. That's for sure.
A bonus.
Alex. A bonus is, you know, that's like payment.